gonna love me if this world should let me down? Only you I can sing to if the audience is not around. Life has no meaning if everyone don't care. Don't have to talk to you for you to hear. Whoa, you're never on a mission, too busy for your son. Don't have to say a word, feel me to the bone. Leg me to the water, and yes, I had my fill. And up to this time, you're the best friend I have. And I know I live again. I live again. All the tests that they give, I will forgive, 'cause I know I live again.
I live again.
All the trials and tribulations that I've been through, I know I'll live again. It's gonna take one day at a time. Some of us are slow to learn, and you're such a good teacher. Ooh, you're so concerned. 'Cause after every lesson, you take time for revision. Always you know who is too slow, and you take the time to let him grow. Who is that man that beats down deep within my soul? Who is that man that follows me down a rough and rocky road? I ask the question, and up till now I just can't believe there's such a man who cares for everyone, still stretches out his hand. I'll live again.
I'll live again.
All the tests that they give, I will forgive, 'cause I know.
Yes, from the CD, A Moment in Time, Barry Salmon, I'll Live Again. I want to say congratulations, reaching out to Loris Westcar. Just won herself a CD at VP Records. Big up to Jack Cuban over there at VP Records. VP Retail in Miramar.
Congratulations.
Yes, we're in the studios with Garfield Price, Daddy Michigan, Lloyd Campbell, Ron Burke, the musical Messiah.
And Ronald again.
And who? And last time, someone else called him Ronald. He's very sensitive.
Yeah,
and of course,
read the name, man.
I don't want to big up Ras John from reggae.com. And you can, of course, you can listen to the show if you've missed any portions of it at reggae.com/ Luther Mac. And one of the questions I want to throw out now, Garfield, is we'd like to give some type of an explanation, or we see if we can figure out why reggae music isn't being programmed on mainstream radio.
The people who control mainstream radio really don't know and understand the market and the power of that. If I could say the first of all, the core audience, which is the Caribbean audience, and beyond that, the acceptance that this music had, and even the reality of the plight of the music and where what it's actually driven.
Mm-hmm.
So the once again. And, may it be reggae music or the jerk chicken.
You love a jerk chicken, you got for you.
I'm hungry, buddy, man. Whatever. These Caribbean brands that we own and we're doing well with,
yes.
It's they're very grassroots. They're very, we are well-kept secret. Very few companies in the United States have a Caribbean budget. The way money is distributed is when a company has a budget for that and allocates that money to a particular initiative. So a program director may come out of New York or Cincinnati and get a job on an urban station. No, he knows the numbers and he looks at Arbitron and so on and so forth. But he's not understanding the demographics. The biggest events you see in South Florida that are done by local production people as it relates to black events happen to be Caribbean events. Why? Because the grassroots initiative that we have drive more people than you would see to an African-American event, simply because of what it takes to produce one versus the other and the success rate. So you find that the people who are promoting, they fall out of the pocket much quicker on the African-American side, because we can almost not use any mainstream anything and put 10, 15,000 people into a venue, mm-hmm. versus, and you and I both know we've done mainstream events where you have to spend a whole heap of money on mainstream radio and TV to move a mainstream audience. So the long story of it is we're a very grassroots audience, and a lot of people don't know that we're here and know the numbers and what. And when you cross over into mainstream, it's all driven by numbers. And if they don't feel that they're going to get the return on that gamble, they're not going to take the chance.
But as a result of that, the music suffer a lot of damage because of not being able
most definitely exposed.
So what is the solution?
We have to expose ourselves in a better way and make a impact in terms of, for instance, what would get our music on radio? That would be the better question. Mm-hmm. If now, how many times have we gone? How many times have we gone and lied? We'd say dollars. Mm-hmm. That's part of it. But I would beg to differ. Mm-hmm. Recently, our company has created some major partnerships with mainstream radio in South Florida, mm-hmm. and outside of South Florida, we did some events in New Orleans and so on, and a lot of negotiations. One of the biggest initiatives that we would say we have is the validation. Our community is already over 70% of the black-owned restaurants in South Florida are owned by Caribbean people.
Say it again.
Over 70% of the black-owned restaurants in South Florida are owned by Caribbean people. Mm-hmm. Because of that fact, there's another real study. Mm-hmm. D&G, Cola Champagne Pineapple, outsells Pepsi and Coke in black restaurants by over 6-1.
Say it again.
By over 6-1. So the reality is that we're driving. How did D&G now cross over? Well, African Americans actually come to Caribbean restaurants to eat certain type of
food. They love the oxtail.
Yeah, man, the oxtail are the big thing. The jerk chicken I go on to, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know, left out the jerk chicken.
Yeah.
Again.
So you find that the D&G now has crossed over into not necessarily just Caribbean. If you go down into Overtown, you see some little groceries.
Hold on a second. Ron, where are you going? Where are you going, Ron? As you hear about oxtail, I get up. Sit down. Go ahead, Garfield.
So when you go into certain communities now, because these communities have been experimenting with our food, so the long and short of it, it's a similar thing with the music. Mm-hmm. People have embraced our music, but the average program director is not going down to a particular club where them see the people are jump. Them are look upon the ratings and the this and the that. So we have to now engage these people on a different level, on their platform, and be able to present to them.
How do we get corporate people to invest in our music?
But they do invest in our music.
I wouldn't agree with Garfield. The reason why I'm going to say this. For instance, Brendo did a song called Rivers of Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
Melodians, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you take it up to a lot of these major stations.
Mm-hmm.
The 99 jams, whatever. Mm-hmm. Them say, boy, it don't fit.
Them format,
mm-hmm. right? You be far to do the same song over.
Mm-hmm.
And it fit them format, same reggae and play.
But it sounds to me like you actually agreeing with what Garfield say.
No, I'm not agree with it.
Technically?
No.
Because the reason why you think them play UB40 one?
Why them play it?
Mm-hmm. The label engaged them on a different level.
Exactly.
No, I don't think so.
Of course.
No.
Then why them play it? Why think? Because them white?
Of course.
Nah, man. There's a lot of white reggae bands out there suffering just like black bands.
I don't say no, you know.
Let me ask Lloyd a question.
No, I don't say no, you know.
I can't agree with that, Lloyd.
No, I went to 99 Jam at a meeting already.
Yeah.
And the program director, we were there trying to talk to them to program
mm-hmm.
a reggae song in prime time. And he said to us today, if he program a reggae song in prime time, he would lose at least 20,000 to 30,000 listeners.
Yeah, and would have probably lose 20,000 or 30,000 lose listeners and gain another 50,000 or 60,000.
Not looking maybe on the game part, but
the reason why I'm saying that is because I'm giving you an argument for get you out of my office.
But how do you
explain? Simple as that.
How do you explain then when we have a artist like Shaggy or a Sean Paul or a Inner Circle that get played in prime time. I think what is happening is that the music for the international market is not strong enough for the follow-up. So we have a Shaggy come with a song and then beat it out. But there's nothing to pick up of that. And if you look on Sean Paul, when Sean Paul, they played every single song on that CD. And I think once the big label take it and decide to really work it, you will get more...
I think, Ronnie, I think we have to understand what Garfield is saying. I think you have to understand. And I think that is where we're losing this battle. Because we're not understanding how corporate America, corporate Europe, and other corporate nations work. It's as simple as that.
You have to speak the language.
You have to speak the language. We have a way where we do things from 30, 40 years the same way. And we not step up the game and realize that we are in a different time zone.
Let me give you a quick scenario. I have a person, a Bridget, where worked inside of MTV. And there was a particular company that went to present a music video to be aired on MTV in the earlier days. Mm-hmm. Don't want to call any names. Mm-hmm. Now, personal bridge. And when we sit down and discuss the marketing initiatives and so on, I'm saying, boy, you wouldn't understand what it took for me to get that video on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I briefed this particular company before they came in.
Mm-hmm.
And them come in, and the people that they were sitting in front are asking some very simple questions when it comes to those type of meetings, and they couldn't answer the questions. Mm-hmm. So the reality is that the video actually aired, but if there wasn't somebody in there as a conduit who could translate it to those executives to say, hey, let's take a chance with this because so and so, and this is what they really mean.
Right.
Now, we shouldn't be taking the chance to say we have a bridge inside or somebody
right.
who takes our... We should be educating ourselves on the language, how to speak. How do you propose to a company to sponsor an event? I'm going to put your name on a flyer. Nobody wants to hear that.
No.
The company can print a million flyers and put them name
exactly.
panic, yeah, and get to us.
Right.
How do you, the brand association once again is what they're looking for.
Exactly.
So how do you integrate that brand, right, into your event or into your company?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, the reality is going to this particular station and talking to the program director may be fruitless because a lot of stations are being programmed mm-hmm. nationally now.
Right.
And it's no longer program directors. They're program managers. They manage the programs that are handed down from corporate. The clear channels are not local.
Right.
So there's a lot of things happening in the industry that we're going and arguing with somebody who them big up them chest and say, yeah, man, I mean, you run things down here. But they're not the person making decisions.
Right. And the thing about it is, like, you know, as I was saying to Lydie, with UB40, it has nothing to do with it. Right now, the industry is totally different from years ago. It has nothing to do with them color. May I tell you that straight? Because I can tell you, if you look around, I believe the next president is a black man stepping up. And we still have...
What's his name?
It's Barack Obama. And we still have some people that running a business, black people running a business, and they still feel they have to hire white people to front the business in order for the business to be successful.
Well,
do you understand what I'm saying?
You bring up the Barack Obama thing.
Yeah.
What's happening now? This man is creating a cabinet.
Yes.
A group of experts in each and every aspect of government and politics that
mm-hmm.
where he's going to initiate. So him don't think that him is an expert in finance.
No,
so him get the best finance man him can
right,
get.
Right.
Now, how many of our labels have somebody? If I were to say to a company, and sadly to say, most of my clients are not Caribbean people.
Yeah,
they're not Caribbean companies.
Mm-hmm.
Me probably would have did for hungry if me had depend
yeah.
on that.
Right, right.
Simply because our people don't pay. I have an attorney friend. A lot of us know him. And we had the same discussion. Our people won't pay for intellectual properties. A consultant who can say, this is what it takes. We'd rather spend 10 years for learning one lesson where if you pay the man $1,000, you could have saved $10,000
mm-hmm.
because you don't, and 10 years because
right.
you don't know.
Right.
So we have some, what we have is some potty shop.
Yes.
Where we are around.
And party shop mentality.
And party shop mentality. Mm-hmm. We don't have groups of professionals. So you're fine, say, we're head cooks, we're bottle washers. And even when we have the funds, we're not hiring the proper people who can go and negotiate on our behalf and get the job done.
Right.
We're not hiring the proper people to establish markets, to develop the technology.
Right.
There are changes that are coming. People are saying, boy, when HD ready to take over, it's not HD that's going to be the problem. It's Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
When the fragmentation takes place in this market, you're going to find people's... You're not even going to know how to sell music.
Exactly.
Eventually, music will be free.
It has to be. And that is where it adds in.
So where will we make money from there? It's a rethinking of the process and where the revenues... It,
the entire, so come on, the entire business have to be restructured, my brethren.
You come out to the first question we asked, Lydie, you know, because that's where that come back straight to, where the music is adding.
Right. And well, and we have to take it back out of the disaster. We have to fling with the disaster. So So we're going to take another short break. And we have 20 more minutes, so we'll come up, we'll wrap up, okay?
Yep.
We're speaking with Garfield Price, Daddy Michigan, Lloyd Campbell, and Ron Burke. This is Music Lessons. Yours truly, Luther Mack, WAVS 1170. Reggae.com is in the house. Big Rass Baker for Single Time.
You want to learn, possibly earn, pay attention to Music Lessons.
As a message, keep it as a message. Don't let time catch up on you, yeah. When you know you got the works of the Father to do, yeah. Don't sit there with the foolish one, cause the whole righteousness goes down. And if you don't give, time will catch up on you. Choo-choo. If each and everyone don't get together and praise the Father like it is to be, wood and stone is got to ball it out loud and clear, I say. Then each and everyone will know word is sound and power when we get that far. Catch up on you when you know you've got the words of the Father to do. Just put down the things of the world and come along.
Sounds of the Itels, time will tell. Song produced by the one and only Lloyd Campbell. Here's a lady.
You know where the original of that it was?
No, what is it?
It come from Jai White.
I was a dread out there.
Yeah. All of my fight inside.
Yeah.
And it's a player to the field of Bridget.
How would it produce that tune?
There's a brother named Light Campbell, you know. They come out.
Spider-Man, Joe Fraser.
Original Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, Joe Fraser. Yeah,
for you about Spider-Man, my movie was Spider-Man.
We distribute the label to you, know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Which is a big distributor.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Ron.
Yes, sir.
What is Payola?
Payola?
Why are you laughing?
Why you ask, Ron?
Why you Ron?
What did Ron even ask? What is
payola, Ron?
I think payola is when they pay the disc jockeys to play songs on the radio.
Okay, you ever take payola, Ronnie?
Me? No man of the business can answer that, man. None. Me challenge any man of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Me not this 20 odd years. Well, me have producer come out, that studio come put on all the envelope before me, you know.
How are you doing it?
I send him back him. I'm saying I disrespect him.
Okay. So I did the ox tail.
You send back what it is.
When I did the ox tail gear, and you play since I'm
No, that's a different thing.
Oh, I think a payola. Oh, food wise.
No, food wise, different.
Will work for food. Yeah, man. I said Michigan bring a whole pot of oxtail from the Radberg.
I said, man, beat the tune.
Oxtail and rice and peas.
No, I am very proud doing it. I'm very, very proud to say that. You know?
That you never take a dime.
Never take a dime for play a song. Because the thing is, when a man pay to play a song, how long do you play the song for? And if you don't like the song, and you see, people that know me know that me play quality music, or I try to play quality music. So if a man bring a mediocre song, come pay for play it, and people right away, man, say, boy, you must get paid for play it. So I mean, I play it, and Lloyd will tell you, Willie Lind will tell all the money. My friend, if they bring a song, come and I like it, and me say, boy, I'm not play it.
Right.
So no man can't pay me for play music. Respect. A lot of man can know that from me, even from me meeting them before me knowing and all them things. Right?
Yeah, yeah, well, I mean, before I even go on the radio, it was people like you that even give me a little inspiration and give me a little advice so I can do a little of this thing. Mm-hmm. So I guess I got training from people like Ron Burke in the business in terms of the morals that is connected to the business. You know, and being a musician myself, I think it would be beneath me to take money for play a tune. Mm-hmm. You understand me? I say, you know, like Christmas time, you want to send me a little thing still.
We say thank you.
Well, two veggie patty,
no problem.
And for the layman that's out there, that was the evolution of the program director.
Yeah,
you know, to try to, because for the layman out there,
we remember Frankie Crocker went to jail for payola. You know.
Yeah. However, on a more intellectual level, right now,
but
the music industry gives millions of
millions of dollars. Mm-hmm.
To radio.
Mm-hmm.
They don't consider it to be payola, but they do give millions of dollars. And then they send in their list of songs to be played.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are played and get power play.
Right. So it's a neat little way.
So here we go again. It's the architecture of the industry.
Right.
How does the industry really work? Now, are we saying we should be paying to get our songs played? Not necessarily, but you have to understand how it's called sponsorship.
Right.
Them sponsor some things and them send the artists go perform for the annual this and so on and so forth.
And reggae artists don't like to go perform.
But is a big man get the money, not the little jockey them get the money?
Not the disc jockey. Yes.
The manager for the station.
Once again, the program, years ago, a radio man departed radio and he chose the music he wanted to play. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Right.
Now, the DJ is really just a voice because he has no... And for people out there who may not know, the most stations outside of stations like this who...
The Caribbean station
that maintain their autonomy. The bigger stations, you can't ask a DJ to get your song on the air because he has no control.
As a matter of fact, a lot of the big jocks that you hear on radio station down here, they don't pick their music. They probably get to pick one song
per
hour.
That's what I'm telling you.
All the songs are clear channel. Mm-hmm. And that creates such a big problem too because, you know, you have a place like Florida where the music, the vibes and the music can be different. But you have a guy who's sitting in an office in Texas who's picking music to play down here, really don't know what is going on in the market.
Exactly. And don't realize that Florida is 85%
But market. You see, here we go again. This is how the industry is working. Because I remember a couple of weeks ago, we had a conversation about the evolution of hip-hop. And that's a whole different show. Don't start that one.
No, we can't start that one.
No. But what I was saying to the person is you have to also understand that in order to curtail a music, you see, you're going to have a black president, you know. But why we have a black president? Because music has changed the perception of people.
No, we have a black president because people voted.
Well, why would a person who years ago would not have voted for this, a black person, vote for him now? Because sports has changed the perception.
Sports, music.
Music has changed the perception of America.
Right, exactly.
Different cultural nuances. Now you find a white child in Arizona wearing Air Jordans and wanting to be like Mike.
Right.
You understand? You find a white picnic in a Pennsylvania, I listen to some Tupac and some Biggie Small.
Exactly.
So those children grew up now, and they no longer have that stigma that the parent might hand on. Mm-hmm. Now they view each other as people.
Let me say Oprah as a hero. You understand?
Let
people
me
like
tell
that.
You what the cause the black president.
And I cut you. I go and just make the point. When you find the music, the people are accepting these things. It's changing the society.
No, that's true.
People have to control it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to say, well, the program director never put that in other things, so that can't play or control who's making it, who's not making it.
Right.
But what happened, it drives certain things underground also. So what happened is hip-hop got stronger because it boycotted by some people because they wouldn't insure hip-hop concerts enough.
That is true.
So what them do?
On that note, Garfield, believe it or not, we only have 1.5 minutes, Steve, so I just want to thank you. Any final words before we go? Your final words, I just down to about 30 seconds.
Well, I want to say thanks to Music Lesson. and music lesson, the listeners out there, to have me on the program here this afternoon. And I hope we can do this maybe once a month. It's very interesting.
Thank you, lady.
To give the education to the public out there who don't know, both the public and people who are involved in the business, mm-hmm. artists, producers, whatever. I think this is a very important thing.
We can do it, you know, and I think...
And I think what we need also, in order for music lesson to be on the air, and Garfield mentioned some of the status earlier on, mm-hmm. we need people to step up to the plate and to help and sponsor.
Exactly.
Music lesson. So music lesson can be on the air on Saturdays so they can hear more, not only with the music industry, but other things to educate the community.
I appreciate that, lady. That is a very important point. We're taking sponsors, we're taking commercials. Anytime
don't
you want
to call. Small it is. Don't care how
yeah,
small
man.
It is.
It can't be too small. Exactly. Michigan, we have a celebration.
All I have to say right now is thanks for inviting me. I took a plane for just this specific show.
Michi, you lie too much, you know, man. You have to stop
compulsion
on the line, man.
No, you want to be back for the
airline from Pembroke Pine. I wish you like that.
All right, but no anyway, we as a people, we need to read more. And the more we read, the more we get educated.
Give
and
thanks.
This goes out to everybody in the music fraternity and to all the listeners. And thank you very much for having me here. I respect every time.
Yes, Garfield.
I want to say thank you very much, Mr. Mac, and Ron Burke, Michigan, women I listen to from long time.
From Alico Boy.
From
Start young,
Lighty.
Start young.
John from reggae.com, we have some off-the-ear conversation, off-the-chain, you should have heard them. But what I would say to everybody out there, learn your craft, educate yourself about the craft, and continue helping us to build the brand. The brand is stronger. All you have to do is understand it and help us keep it moving.
Ronnie?
Yeah, well, I want to say the pint is. All right. Now, Luther Mac, what are you doing here? As we get a bob thing, the pint is. But no, this is very, very good what you're doing, because it's not every day we can just get one play music.
Yeah, true.
Sometimes we have to talk and educate the people. That's why you say music, listen.
True, man.
Educate. And what you do here, you know, much people don't want to know certain things about the music business.
Right.
So, please, once in a while, have a little panel discussion so you can keep on educating the people. No give, translation needed.
Give thanks, Virgin. I just want to say, God bless and keep everyone until the next time. Next week, Saturday, Ronnie, we have Marky from Inner City because, you know, we kick off Kareem's next week, Saturday night. And it's going to be some serious vibes. So, Marky, next week, no talking, I'm just dancing right here. God bless and keep you until the next time. Love and light.
I ask Jah to take away my pride. Jah said, no, it is not for me to take away, but for you to give it up. I ask Jah to make my handicapped child whole. Jah said, no, her spirit was old. Her body was only temporary. I ask Jah to grant me patience. Jah said, no, patience is a byproduct of tribulations. It isn't granted, it is earned. I ask Jah to give me happiness. Jah said, no, I give you blessings. Happiness is up to you. I ask Jah to spare me pain. Jah said, no. Suffering draws you apart from the worldly cares and brings you closer to me. I ask Jah to make my spirit grow. Jah said, no, you must grow on your own, but I will prune you to make you fruitful. I ask for all things that I might enjoy life. Jah said, no, I'll give you life so that you may enjoy all things. I ask Jah to give I and I love. Let me love others as much as he loves me. Jah said, ah, finally, you have the idea. Remember, say I run things in. Rastafari.
Give it all you got today. Then follow your heart, go out and play. Yeah. You might never find what you see. So before you're old and weak, give it all you got today. These are some things you must bear in mind.
Please everyone, every time.
But if tomorrow you wait and find
half of your life just blew your mind,
don't you wait until it's too late. Don't let the horse go through the gate. Give it all you got today. There's a bright sun shining for you.
got today.